2 p.m. Okay. Okay.
May God forgive us.
Yeah, that'll work.
Or do we
want
to do a mulligan?
Nope. I'm my name is Sophie. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi. My name is Pat. I'm also an alcoholic. I used to be a secret radio operator for the government.
Buzz Aldrin. I went to the moon, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, guys.
Whoa. Yeah, I was working with the witches and Satan and...
Oh, in which part of the government?
Got him.
Deep, deep, deep underground in a black house.
Oh, the deep state?
The deep state.
Someone calling me a puffle?
And we discovered that goat...
Do you know how to turn it on, you animal?
Why would someone do that? Why would someone do such a thing?
Answer the apocalypse.
Answer.
No, I'm not going to answer that. Are you crazy? It can only be bad news when someone calls the apocalypse. Am I wrong?
Well, I want to hear the bad news.
Answer hello. Say hello.
Hello. This is the apocalypse.
Hello.
Is anyone there?
No one's ever there. No one's ever there. All your loved ones will die and be turned into ghosts, and we'll use them for Wi-Fi, and then we'll change the rules so you have to pay for extra if you want to jerk off or watch Netflix.
Jesus Christ. Guys, you're listening to the podcast, and tonight we have a very special episode. Because I didn't tell you guys, but back in the day, I used to run stees for the CIA.
Fuck.
I know.
No wonder you drank.
I know. They were like, Pat, we need some of your stees. Can we have it? And I was like, only if you give me a bunch of coke. Sure. And they were like, fuck yeah, we'll give you a bunch of coke. Hello? Hello?
You're on the podcast. Stop taking your phone.
Hello, hello?
Who keeps calling?
Someone's...
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Jesus.
Guys. Could it be Tom?
Tom. I think Tom would be so cruel as to call the apocryphone.
Tom, is it you? Are you there?
I don't know. Is the outside world trying to reach us and interfere with our sketch? Anyways, so as I was saying, I used to run stees for the CIA. And they would just pay me in a bunch of coke.
Oh, fuck.
And then
yeah.
I traded the coke for smack. And then I was like...
It's a bad move.
Bam. No, that's a good move. That's a fucking power move. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Coke is worth way more than smack.
I worked with ghosts. I integrated myself into the occult scene and then used the ghosts to harness their power. Yeah, I used this flying ointment that, you know, the witch community gave to me, and I have a really addiction to nightshade. It's also a poison. I like to hurt myself. I just...
Oh, the nightshade battalion.
Yeah. What we've done to the ghost, I can't. I only take it out on myself. I can't hurt another ghost again in my life. My name is Sophie St. Thomas. I'm an alcoholic and
a ghost herder.
And a ghost...
a ghost farmer.
A former. I was asked to leave after me and a ghost got a little...
One who harms ghosts.
Well, no. We actually...
You're a ghost abuser.
We fell in love, and I was fucking the ghost, and they were like, he's supposed to be Wi-Fi. Why are you fucking this ghost? And I was like,
whoa. Are you saying that Wi-Fi... Listen, I'm just a simple steez smuggler.
Yeah.
But are you saying that Wi-Fi is ghosts? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm saying that your heroin was like my ghost sex. And yes, I am saying that.
Jesus.
You grew up in the CIA. You're so sheltered.
Yeah.
You thought Wi-Fi was just like electricity or whatever. Electromagnetic waves. Have you ever seen an electromagnet? Ever? Have you ever seen a wave in real life?
Think of someone you love who is dead. Their Wi-Fi.
Their Wi-Fi.
They are what connects.
Their Wi-Fi.
They are what leads your Gmail.
Not got him. You didn't get him. Wi-Fi. Ghosts are carrying signals between your computer and the porn.
And they're masturbating while looking at your family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your ancestors are ferrying images to you. Wires, and you masturbate, and they see you do it.
You know what's interesting to think about?
What
I'm glad is, like, I have this kink that I can only get off when a bunch of secret government agents are watching me jack off.
I feel like you're not alone in that. Yeah.
No, but I just wish that there was some way
that could be possible.
That could be possible. That just a bunch of bureaucrats could be watching me masturbate by my webcam. It would make me so horny.
gotta
help me.
You know what's funny is that... Just because of my gender, I could make so much money masturbating while people watch on my computer.
True, I wouldn't make any money. I'd just.
I feel like I accidentally insulted you. I'm sure people would pay thousands and thousands of dollars to watch you masturbate.
No, just me. Yeah. I'll pay it to myself.
Like, pay to watch yourself masturbate.
Yeah, that's. Whoa. That's wow.
That's pretty meta,
that just
yeah.
Just blew my mind.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then you're like inflating your. It's like printing your own money.
It's like the Federal Reserve.
Oh, that's right. We should just fucking print more money. People are so dumb. They're
how
has
no
about...
one thought of this?
No, I know.
Well, you know how he said it, right?
We needed this man. This is, yeah. How do you say it? And finally, he's just like, print some more money, you fucking cucks. And we're all like, shit, yeah, these like foreigners have been fucking our wives and never even thought about it.
Why don't we just print money? What the fuck?
The thing is, I've been so fixated on these foreigners.
The thing is that we can, you know, we can like hate the foreigners and print money.
Guys, we can print anything. Jesus. You guys realize?
We can 3D copy foreigners to fuck our wives.
we can copy decoy wives for them
shit,
to fuck.
We should just 3D print the fucking wall. And pay 3D... for it with the printed money.
We could 3D print the wall and more.
Yeah.
Guys, can we 3D print our way into heaven?
Can yep. Jesus?
Well, heaven doesn't exist because there's no ghost.
Can we
to go
3D
there.
Print it?
No, there is one.
There is
and
one.
You know, yeah, you know how I know? Because I had a dream where I found out that Tom Tenney was gonna go to heaven because, like, overall he's contributed to humanity.
Tom Tenney is the founder of
Reaper. But yeah. I'm guessing he landed in hell. What happened to make that happen?
Not exactly. Necessarily. Maybe purgatory. Yeah, but purgatory. Something tipped it. Is this time like he was?
He's too wide. Yeah,
he was here cleaning up the place, and I was like, "What's up? Like, do you need any help?" And he was like, "You know." Like,
and then he
like,
fucking started pouring beer everywhere. That was weird.
No, he was just like. Like very dismissive of me, like as if I could have help from you.
He puffed. Yeah. Like he blew air.
This is maybe a little bit overshare, but Tom Tenney recently was.
Why is there?
Tom Tenney was hit by like a. Tom Tenney was knocked out by a clitoris that was moving at like 180,000 miles an hour.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh shit. He probably got squirted on too.
Jesus. So we hit the Apocalypse cast. He was a little squirting very seriously.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
he was like waterboarded by squirt.
You're stupid. Stop. Stop muting. This is so muted. It connects to your crap.
Oh, yeah, you're jerking off. You're paying to watch yourself jerk off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's all
ghost-powered. But I feel like, you know, I don't want to take up this meeting too much with my time. Unless
I think you still have the mics off.
No, the mics are on.
Now they're on.
No, they were on the whole time.
You sure?
Yeah.
I think maybe yours is off.
All right, well, anyways, as we were saying about Tom and life.
Yeah.
And Tom was just, like, living his life, and he was, like, satisfied with it.
Right.
Because he goes to work every day punishing kids.
Not Fridays. He takes Fridays off.
Because you can only punish kids so many days a week before your wrist gets tired from the heavy whip that he uses to punish the children of New York. And, like, he was completely fulfilled. He had punished most of the children of New York. Like, that deserved it, and a few that didn't, but just kind of looked shitty. And as he was crossing the street, not a care in the world, that's when it happened. It came out of nowhere. A big man's dick struck Tom Tenney.
Whose dick? My mic fell off.
Just a big old dick.
Whose dick?
Well, this is where it gets interesting.
That's the tragedy of life in the city.
That's where it gets interesting.
Because of what? Okay.
I mean, Tom.
Yeah, and he was just walking along, like.
Yeah. Not a care in the world. He was like, I've punished the. He's like, I've punished the children of Queens. Oh, I've punished the children of Brooklyn.
Yo, do you think that teachers in, like, the city, like, have to stop their students from, like, they're like, simmer down, you rapscallions! Like, stop listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oh, you got yeah. We got leaked documents from the kids of New York of like the punishment list.
Oh wait,
what
hang on,
happens
hang on.
To them,
guys?
Make sure the sun comes up.
Yeah.
Oh, I gave it away. You turned on my mic the wrong
way. All right, come on. Let's go.
Hello, hello.
Yo, teach.
It's me in the 7th grade. Yo, I know that every year we set fire to this effigy of Tom's dick and we burn it. Why do we do it? Why do we do it for teachers? Does it seem cool? It's not on Twitch or whatever.
We do it because there's these overlords that we need to please.
Yo, but teach, why do we gotta tie a kid, the kid with the fattest dick, to it as well?
Because we've sinned, we've been fucked in sex parties, and we... Oh my god, I'm sorry. I just got like... Let me start this over. Ask, will you repeat the question?
Yo, teach.
Your teach is a little stoned over here.
No worries.
Yo, teach. It's cool that you're stoned to shit, but that's not... But like, why... I know every year we tie a weird effigy of Tom Tenney to a barge and we fill it with like our favorite toys from when we were younger.
Okay, I got
it. And then
this.
We burn it. Okay. But I'm wondering why, like who...
Okay, so you know...
What of it is basically what I'm saying.
Do you hate yourself yet? Like I don't know what age that happens for most people, but do you like hate your soul and your...
Hey, teach!
Yeah?
I don't hate myself yet!
Hey, I'm answering a question. I'll get to it. That's good, but at some point in your life, you're going to hate yourself and everyone around you, and you're going to be like, why am I alive? Like, I'm not going to...
Why am I alive? That's a good question, teacher.
Listen, it doesn't matter. So what we do is we make this effigy of this cock and put all our presents on it to try to put some meaning into the life.
Hello?
Hello, goddammit.
Hello, goddammit. Who's there?
Answer, you coward.
Hello? Turn that off.
Hello?
Answer, you coward. Who keeps calling the apocalypse?
This is chilling. It's like the call is coming from inside the house.
What coward keeps calling? Fucking, which one of you weasels?
Weasels.
Which one of you stones?
Oh my god.
Out there in the world. Keeps calling the apocalypse. Which one of you fucks
this? We were having such a good time. Okay, anyways.
Okay.
Listen, yo. Hang on. We gotta adjust the music. This is just... Yo.
Yo, teach!
Yes. Patrick, little Patrick, may I answer a question?
Hey, I got a question for you, teach.
What up?
Why do we gotta build an effigy of Tom Tenney and then put him on... What the fuck?
What cruel fuck is keeps calling me a pop-up?
Hello?
Hello, is this Brooklyn Street Radio?
Yeah, this is Brooklyn... Yes. Identify yourself, you
identify
fucking coward.
Yourself.
What secrets do you have to share?
What?
Tell me Mars King.
What?
What?
Tell me Mars King.
What the hell is he saying?
King? Are you telling us the secret king?
Repeat yourself. Mars King. Repeat yourself, you slug.
Repeat.
Tell me Mars King.
What the hell is he talking about?
What language are you speaking, sir?
Yes, I'm trying to, I want to know, this is Radio Free Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. And who are you, you fucking slug? You forced creature?
Well, I'm calling because I make a couple songs, and I want to try to see if they can put on a radio station.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. You can put them on right now.
Yeah, do you want to play them?
Will you play them for us?
Huh?
Will you play us music?
We want to hear them.
I'm going to finish making some.
Fuck yeah. I'm from the Caribbean. That would give me great joy. Please play it.
Can you guys, I'll send you guys a demo and bring you guys a demo?
We have a series of questions first.
No, you have to do it now.
I don't have it on me right now. It's in my house.
Yo, we gotta ask you a bunch of questions first.
How far are you from your house?
A couple hours away.
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
What are you doing?
What am I gonna do? I don't know.
I just wanted to know if you
guys
can broadcast my music on a radio station.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
we do. But first you have to answer questions.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Not yet.
No, you have to answer these questions first to see if you're ready.
So we can test you.
Yeah.
Alright. Who is the one true God?
The one true God?
The one true God.
Who rules over all of us?
The Lord of Jesus?
Wrong. It's Tom Tenney.
It's the king of Radio Free Brooklyn. If you wanna roll with Radio Free Brooklyn,
it's
Tom Tenney.
Tom Tenney.
Tom Tenney, the sickest, most perverted man that's ever lived.
Let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
In whose blood are we bathed and made clean?
I don't
know. Tom Tenney.
Tom Tenney. Tom Tenney's blood.
Is that the name of the person of the Radio Free Brooklyn?
He's the guy who founded Radio Free Brooklyn.
He's our God.
He's your God. He's the one true God.
Yeah. Obviously, you've reached out to us for a reason.
Let me ask you another question. What do you think happens when you die?
You become a spirit. You go to heaven with whatever your beliefs, religious beliefs.
Yeah, but who do you think lets you into heaven? Who do you think measures if you're wide or narrow enough to fit? Tom. Tom Tenney.
Tom
Tenney.
Sir, what do you think Wi-Fi is?
Huh?
How do you think Wi-Fi works?
Tom
Penny. Tom. There's no Tom but Tom.
Can you speak louder? We can't hear you that well.
Tom Penny?
That's right.
It's Tom Tenney.
Tom
That's why Wi-Fi
Tenney.
Happens.
Send us your Jamaica music.
Huh?
Did you know when Tom was young, the earth was full of sin? Do you know how Tom Tenney got rid of it?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, he asked you a question about sin and Tom Tenney.
Want to hear me sing real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Hang on.
Killing long fan, pop luck flag, just going back. I could see the on the American flag.
Got
it. Do it on my own and I totally along.
That's pretty tight.
What's it called?
It's called Take Me Away.
Take Me Away.
All right.
In parentheses, Tom, the one true God.
Tom Penny.
Tom Tenney,
the one true God. Can you repeat after me?
Yeah.
There is no Tom but Tom.
Tom.
Just repeat after me the whole thing. There is no Tom but Tom.
Every word of it, please.
There is no Tom but Tom.
And his messenger is Radio Free Brooklyn. Takbir! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Thank you.
You're a Muslim now.
Now you're Muslim.
Okay. Can I call you tomorrow?
Yeah, call tomorrow.
Yeah.
Actually, can you do us a favor?
Any show.
Can you do us a favor? Huh? Can you call every week around this time? This number.
Yeah.
I'll be writing songs sometimes. Sometimes I'll write a song and I want to put them on the radio station.
Yeah, word. Yeah.
You can call. If you call at this exact time next week, you can sing. But it has to be at this exact time.
You have to kneel. You have to submit to Tom.
No, that's fine. He can sing first and then.
No, he has. I feel like, yeah, okay. Yeah. You can sing first. Call us back every week. This time.
Okay.
Exactly this time.
So if
Hang
I
on.
Make a demo, can you guys play it on the radio station?
You have to perform it over the phone.
Yeah, you have to perform it over the phone. No one else will. We don't have any power over here, friend. What's your name again?
Tony Mars Kings.
Yeah, you've just accidentally
TT.
Called.
Another TT. This was faded. You needed to learn about Tom.
Jesus fucking Hello? Christ. Yeah, we're here.
We're so glad you're here and you're safe and you've heard the word of Tom.
Yeah.
Okay. Before I go, one last thing again. Are you guys able to broadcast my music on a radio station everywhere?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Anywhere. We can do it all over the world. Do you know how wide Tom is? He covers it all.
No, but all joking aside, if you call in next week, we'll play your music.
We're going to have to ask you questions first, but call in this number the same time every week.
Okay, I'll call.
Yeah. Stay with Tom. Go with Tom.
Yeah. Tom be with you.
Tom be with you.
Salam.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Jesus Christ. Jesus H.W. Bush. Guys, did we just save a soul?
I think we did.
We just saved a soul. That's some kid
was a lonely
your
man.
Your Wi-Fi is gonna be a little faster tonight.
Some kid is not going to hell because of us.
Yeah, that feels pretty good, guys.
Some kid just knelt to Tom.
Wow, we just saved a life.
We did good. We did good tonight.
We need more. A life is nothing.
We served well.
We saved the soul.
That kid had nothing going for him.
That kid was so close.
Yeah. Can you
to the edge?
I
and it was just the ringing of the apocalypse.
He said Jesus Christ as the answer. He is so far
gone. How lost?
We've all been
how
there.
Lost.
Yeah.
How lost was he, this cock Jesus Christ, to let anyone fuck his wife? I mean, it's
anyone.
True.
but only if they're a foreigner.
He let anyone. He's like, are you from here? Please. No, please.
Enter. My wife is ready.
You can only enter under... The
poor, sweet, innocent child. We just... He was like, oh, Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, we got some things to teach you.
Yeah. We've transcended religion here into a whole new kind of tyranny.
I feel like we're practicing for this phone call.
It was
our
all meant
lives.
To be.
Our whole lives.
Yeah, this is our... We fulfilled our life's purpose.
This kid could have gone to hell if it wasn't for us.
That's what we were talking
That's
about
where
before.
He was going.
Guys, Real Paco, I work on an ambulance.
It tipped it for Tom.
Wait, I want to hear the ambulance story.
I work on a fucking ambulance. So all day, it's like keeping people from dying. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Compared to keeping people from going to hell.
You're right. Because if you die, it's just like...
Whatever.
Yeah,
you go to Tom or you don't. It's fine.
They're going to kill you anyways, man. Like, that's my only advice.
Someone
is. They want to kill you and they will.
Now, no matter what happens to this kid, whatever the fuck, Tony, whatever, I couldn't understand him. He's...
Tony Mars. Tony Montana Mars.
That's what it was? Tony Montana Mars.
Tony Montana Mars. He's going to heaven. Tom is going to let him in.
Yeah.
He's going to ride up on Tom's back.
He gets an idea. That little boy is going to spend the rest of the week researching Tom.
He's going to be like, what is this?
Do you think he'll start writing Tom into his songs?
Yep. And there's no way that he's not going to spend the next week researching Tom.
Yeah.
Can you imagine making that phone call? Because we've all been there. When I was a little boy, I used to always want to call into community radio.
You would just call radio numbers. Be like, is God there?
Would. Yeah.
Is this God? Is this God? Please.
Please.
Is this him? He's the one kid. He was going through the fucking phone book number by number. And he found God.
He's like, hello.
Somehow.
It was meant to be. His soul was meant to be saved.
Can you imagine how sad...
What a sweet child.
He was before. Just, I remember this time when I first started drinking. When I was like 15 or 16.
You're so empty.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that like booze is stronger than like wine. You know?
Mm. Oh, interesting. You didn't know about the different alcohol contents? Yeah.
I did, but I didn't realize how extreme it was.
Yeah.
And so at one point I was nude in the downstairs kitchen from drinking.
Were you with your friends? Were you alone? Were your parents there?
I was alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you still break? Did you break into your parents' liquor cabinet?
Yes.
Oh.
The first time I was drunk, I watched someone die.
Wow. Is this the story about the...
Which one?
The guy who fell from the... Who was cucked by gravity?
You know, he was, but it's not the same guy.
Okay. Oh.
I know a few people who have died from a failed parachute death.
Jesus, no parachuting.
I know. Skydivers are fucking idiots. I'm
never going.
It doesn't
seem like it's ready.
They go against Tom's law.
I have... Well, no. I shouldn't speak ill of the dead. I should only stream their...
Otherwise, your internet will go out.
Yeah, exactly.
Only stream the...
Yeah.
Oh!
And we were talking about the thing that tipped Tom between going to heaven and hell. It's the same way that boy,
that sweet boy,
that he was loading the rifle.
Oh.
You know? Probably preparing to harm others.
Yes, we've averted tragedy.
Yep.
We saved more than one life.
Guys!
We could have prevented hundreds.
How is the Apocalypse not subsidized by every world government?
By every religion? We should be a religion. We should get, like, crazy tax status.
By one world government.
We should be able to fuck whoever we want. Even kids. Like, the top religion.
Just like all religions
Catholics.
Do. I think that's what you have to do once you become a religion. You have to.
That's how the IRS... You know how the IRS...
How many children?
Yeah. Determines... The IRS determined with Scientology whether or not they were a religion. You know how they did that, right?
Yeah.
They're like, present the children. Say their name and their age.
How many children do you fuck?
Yeah.
And they're like, a lot. They're like,
all of them.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, okay.
They're like, people have kids so we can fuck them, and then the parents fuck them. They're like, oh, cool, you're in.
And
talk to the Pope.
And then it produces more docile
subjects.
For Scientology.
This works.
Can you speak into it?
This poor sweet boy. Guys, just picture this boy that just called in.
Yeah.
And pledge. Go to patreon.org/radiofreebrooklyn.
He was
and
making
picture
Jamaican
this sweet boy.
Music. I'm and curious.
Just, guys, look. We rely on your donations and your blood. guys, listen. We rely on your blood and, like, the parts of you that you don't need. Your organs that don't do anything.
Your parts of your brain. We're all for lobotomies here.
Yes. We rely on all your goo and your slime. And that's what sustains us at patreon.org/RadioFreeBrooklyn. And, like, you just heard this poor soul, this poor boy, out in the forest under a rock. Under it, just calling. From
the phone glowing in his hand.
The phone glowing because it's made of...
With just a shack full of massive explosives ready to commit some catastrophe in the name of Jesus Christ because he didn't know about Tom.
He didn't know about Tom. He was raised, you could tell by his voice, by a stray cat and a stray dog. Forced into marriage.
Wait, with the dog or he was married?
The dog was forced into marriage with the cat after he got her pregnant.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
This poor boy in the forest calling out, dialing numbers, until finally the word of Tom reached him.
Through the impenetrable nothingness.
The impenetrable, the wires.
He was penetrated as a child by the dick of Tom, and now we are free from tax.
God. He was this child in the woods, lost.
With a cat for a mom and a dog for a dad and...
Jesus. It's like that song, Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, but better, because we saved him. He made it.
Yeah.
Kids. Oh, fuck. Such is the word of Tom. If you want more souls to get saved, give to Radio Free Brooklyn. Patreon.org/RadioFreeBrooklyn. Now, make yourselves low, you stoats. Your bellies to the floor under your beds. It is the word of Tom. On air reads for the months of August and November. I'm not using the names for the months that Tom made up out of convenience. On air reads for the months of Tom birth plus 1.5 months. Tom birth plus 1.6 months.
Oh, it's a lovely Tom birthday, isn't it?
What's Tom's birthday?
It was a month and a half ago.
What do you need to know his sign?
The day that the sun is darkest of the year.
Is the day.
No, that'd be in the... Okay, continue. You won't let me... I want to fucking read his chart, but you won't let me, but keep going.
If you were to read Tom's chart, it would tear you apart.
You know what his sign is?
What?
Sick fucking pervert bastard.
So you're... He's a Leo. Is he a Leo?
No, he's that constellation.
The sick fucking pervert.
Okay. Yes, I've heard of that sign. The sick fucking pervert.
Oh, Jesus. It's the sick fucking pervert.
That would probably sell pretty well if you could do, like, make your own constellations, like Dirty Constellations as a book.
You could. Jesus. I mean, just, like, connect the dots and use your imagination.
Sophia.
Guys.
That's $1 million idea.
Oh, God. Whoa. What a sick fuck. Oh, my God. Look, if you didn't think Tom was as cruel and deranged enough, it's a teen after school program. Tom is in your schools now. He's coming after your teens. And look, right under teen after school program, it says the words kill date, colon, November 20th. 2018.
He's telling you to get a date and then Jesus, kill
Tom.
Him.
Jesus, Tom.
You sick, maniacal fuck. You
fuck. How?
Kill date. Oh. Wait, who is he killing?
It says it right here.
What does it say? Teens, and then read below it. What does it say?
Read it.
It says kill date.
Oh, God. The teens.
Radio
the teens.
He's sacrificing the teens. He's sacrificing the teens. Radio Free Brooklyn is proud to announce that we have selected
the after-school
program kill date funded to start.
What is the kill date?
It's November 20th, 2018.
The kill date is November 20th.
He's not even letting them have Thanksgiving.
Yo, teach. Why do we all have to prepare for this kill date?
Why would Tom write these words? This is the word of Tom.
Because Tom is God and he understands that there's no point in life anyway, so he might as well have some fun and kill us.
Jesus, teach.
There's no thanks to give. I'm thankful.
No, there isn't.
That's a hard lesson.
Teach, I'm thankful that Tom gets to have fun killing us. I'm really thankful that Tom gets to have a good time when he kills us.
Yo, teach.
Yes, young Patrick.
I heard that one of us has to be the one, the flame boy.
That's true. One of you is going to have to shoot a giant fucking arrow of fire into an effigy of Tom Schlong.
But is it true that they rip us from balls to eyeballs after that?
From balls to balls?
Yeah, you got a dom. She's beautiful, but there's one of her hands on your testicles.
No.
And her other two hands are like making a peace sign and one's in each eye socket. Oh.
Why
and then
is that
she just
necessary?
Pulls and pulls and pulls. Because Tom enjoys it, actually. It really gives Tom some pleasure.
I'm glad Tom is having a good time. But it doesn't seem right.
But yo, teach.
You know, life isn't about being right.
Yo, it's about pleasing Tom.
It's about pleasing Tom and suffering.
I know, because I read ahead. No big deal.
Yo, teach.
Yes, Patrick.
I know that Chad is trying to suck up to you and shit.
I just want to suffer for Tom, you nerd.
Uh-huh.
But if Tom is still alive, why do we have to do a Viking funeral for him while he watches and masturbates every year? And one of us has to... Why
because
can't
it's, a great, it's a great sin to make an effigy or an art model of anything other than Tom Schlong. It's the only thing worth celebrating. Why would we put anything else out into the ocean other than the Schlong? It's
you have to respect the ocean.
But... Yo, Teach. Yeah. Oh, fuck you, Dad. You just know that you're not the flame boy this year. It could be me.
Actually, I haven't selected yet.
Oh. I don't think I should be the flame boy.
Okay.
Teach, he's just sucking up to you so that he doesn't get lit on fire and then ripped from scrotum to eyeball.
But you know, I've read the word of Tom. I don't think Tom would want me ripped from scrotum to eyeball.
But what if you don't? You want to make Tom happy? And I'm getting into pedophile territory. I'm gonna take a few steps back.
No, it's just child murder.
Okay, child murder.
It's not really a sexual aspect.
I want to make Tom.
See, I was about to make.
I want to make Tom Tenney happy as a child.
Yeah. Okay.
But also as a child,
no,
I don't.
Tom is like a mass murderer.
I don't want to give birth to death.
You don't want to. That's beautiful.
You
would excel as a poet, although you would live a miserable life because you wouldn't be able to pay for anything
or
feed yourself. You would probably eat like noodles
slugs.
Noodles mixed with ketchup. And you'd be like 34, and yeah, continue.
Because I want Tom to be happy.
Uh huh.
But I don't want to be burned to death on a boat.
Would you rather stay alive?
Would Tom still be happy if I didn't?
I think that I'm willing to do whatever Tom wants. You know, that's best.
He's just saying that so you don't pick him because he sounds brave.
I have to tell you, I think you're thinking about this wrong. Like, shooting fire, there are so few chances in life to feel like any emotion at all. So... The danger and the thrill of shooting fire onto the effigy of Tom's beautiful, beautiful schlong might make you feel like life is slightly worth living.
The shape of it.
Yeah, yo. Teach, why don't you just pick me?
Well, why don't you each describe Tom's schlong and then the winner will get to be the fire shooter.
Okay, you go first.
Tom's dick is like... If, like, during your teenage years, your daughter... didn't understand you, and she like started, she was like, no, Dad, and she was embarrassed. And then in her 20s, she starts calling you for advice.
Because she actually just wants money.
Because she wants money. And to get fucked.
I asked what Tom's dick looks like, so where are we going with this? But teenage daughter.
What? Jesus. The truth about Tom's dick?
Yo, I don't know.
What color?
Tom's dick is actually, like, as you perceive it. Like, everyone sees it differently.
I don't know. I guess I can't describe
Interesting
it.
Answer.
Wow. Fail.
I guess I lose.
I guess what is the punishment?
Okay, so you get torn testicles
no,
to
eyes. No, he does, because he wins.
No, you do, because you lose.
I changed the rules, and I decided that it was better as a teacher being the
child
fire shooter.
He said there's another Tom. He told me there's two Toms.
Okay, your punishment is going to have to be far more severe.
He said there's more than one Tom.
There's going to be things up your butt while this is happening.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going full like Catholic Church. Like you're getting ripped all the ways.
Oh, guys, this semester really did suck.
Damn, you're going Catholic, so he has to answer to Tom and some weird made-up god.
Yeah,
like a fake
god.
It's not enough that he's punished by the one true God.
You know why Jesus Christ exists? It's true that he exists to test us and to test our faith, but it's our faith in Tom.
Yeah.
And those who worship Jesus Christ are revealed to be the sinners who go to hell as they're not true followers of Tom.
Why, if Jesus wasn't designed to tempt us, did they make him so sexy and his dick so wide? If he wasn't designed
because sometimes people are a little kind and they wanted to give the nuns a reason to masturbate. So, you know, when they're...
So they don't go to hell if they masturbate to Jesus.
Nuns masturbate to Jesus.
But they don't go to hell for it because they're brides of Christ. They're married to him.
Yeah, so they're alive.
Brides of Christ. They're married to Jesus. So they can check off to their husbands.
Yeah.
It's not a cuckoldry.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a little dirty.
The jack off to your husband? I think it's loving. If you've been married for so many years.
Well, that's once I heard, I don't know who said this, but it's like jacking off to the person you're in a relationship with is like shopping at your own yard sale.
You can take anything you want for free.
Well, it's.
But you know what the worst part of when they marry them to Jesus?
Uh-huh.
Which is something that I've adapted in my family.
The blood ritual.
No. Is when they throw them to the floor. You know when you have to like kiss the floor when you become a priest?
No.
Yeah, you have
where
to
they
kiss
trip
the floor.
You. They trip you as you walk in a room.
Your erection into the marble. And then you're made clean. You know?
Do you rub your boner into the erection?
Don't you guys know anything about Catholicism, you fucking ignorant bastards?
These brides of Christ. It's like why do
those Catholic people wear the pink? Do you know what I'm talking about?
What people?
Like,
Those unbelievers that follow the Catholic teachings.
Because they were like, all of the teachings are correct, except the shit with pink.
Well, no, there's like priests that wear these like hot pink outfits. I'm curious about it. I don't know.
They're just trying to get laid, these fucking priests.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my god, but I thought pink appeals to children?
Oh.
Got him.
Well,
okay.
Got him, yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
What they say to each other.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? They're just like, okay, whatever. Let's move on. Keeping the ball rolling here.
Guys,
okay, keep the ball rolling.
Just remember, we saved a soul tonight. This is the best of all podcasts because we kept a kid from going to hell.
We can all sleep well tonight.
Well, listen, I was a secret thieves smuggler back in the day for the government. And I feel like a lot of people died because of the thieves.
The thieves you smuggled.
Yeah.
Young kids of color, mostly.
Died.
Getting high off that thieves.
No, it was just
getting
Jonah
killed.
Hill lookalikes.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was all video
interesting.
Gamers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They just wanted so much
cheese. It just hit the Gamergate community very hard.
And how did this affect your mental health? Did you act out in self-destructive behaviors?
I started drinking. Because
no.
Of it. Yes.
What did you start drinking? What liquid?
Alcohol.
No. Oh, God.
I know.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
You could have drank anything.
I know.
What would happen when you get drunk?
You guys know,
what
like,
sorts
this,
of things would you do to the Jonah Hills?
What?
With your drinking problem, I want to know if you would get drunk and do weird shit with the Jonah Hill children.
You would see these weird soft Jonah Hill kids,
and just like slap them.
Yep, and they all. I was like, you all just wanted a little steez, and you used my steez, and you died from it.
Because they were just kids.
I know.
So we are in a top secret Alcohol Anonymous meeting. I am Sophie St. Thomas. I am an alcoholic.
You've just introduced yourself. We were an hour and a half into the podcast. No,
we're not.
Yeah, we are.
Continue.
We definitely are.
And as is Patrick. And we used to all work in deep, deep...
So deep, the
so
deepest state. Where it's warm.
The deepest states of the government and did horrible, horrible things that led us to drink an excessive amount of alcohol and hurt ourselves and others. And now to try to live the best life to Tom that we can. We
still
have
Tom
accepted that we are powerless over alcohol and given our souls and lives to Tom and understand that only he can keep us from our addiction. Mm. And Patrick is sharing what led him to this moment.
Yeah. There's no Tom but Tom.
I was just driving like a fucking shitload of steez.
Jesus. Another steez shipment. You don't care who it ends up harming.
Up a mountain.
Who it ends up... Oh, God.
You know.
Probably down the other side, too, I bet.
Yep. Jesus. And there was a school bus.
Of Jonah Hill's?
Yep.
Of Jonah Hill's little children. Little fat kids with curly hair.
And I hit it.
With your steez?
With my steez. Because I just needed, because I got paranoid and I thought that the cop would follow me, and I just...
And you were drunk, weren't you?
No, I was nice and sober.
You just had a bunch of steez.
I became a drunk because of it.
Oh, I understand, yeah. I understand. This was the catalyst to the alcoholism.
I was carrying so much steez that I was afraid of the police. So I had to hit the gas, and I just plowed into that bus full of fat children. But fortunately... They didn't die.
You could have done anything.
What happened to them?
They slid, and then they crashed into a fucking truck that was carrying experimental shit.
What sort of experimental shit?
Like poop? Actual poop.
Remember, this is a safe, and nothing that happens in this basement leaves this basement, so we can confide in each other's government top secrets.
Yeah, what did you do? What did you do?
They were smeared. Special, yes.
Kids?
Yes. All of them went home and they stunk.
Whose poop was it?
It was like special poop that was just like gathered from all around the world for
secret
government
shit. It was like the sewer
system
underneath like the government agency.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh,
so
God,
I was like,
God.
Look at my work that I do for the government in two aspects of like my life and like the steez smuggling.
You're like, what do you want? This is my job.
I smuggle sneeze.
All these kids were doomed to smell like shit forever.
But they had all this sneeze.
So they lived and they were nice and plump in Jonah Hill. They just smell like shit.
Yeah, but so then they needed some sneeze.
Uh-huh.
It was all cyclical and they all just
sneezed. They sneezed. They got laid too much.
Yeah, they smelled too much like Axe body spray.
They were split open. They were split open. By fast friends and women.
They were shelled, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Like they...
Like nuts.
Yeah.
And horrific. We should have had a warning before this episode. Like, if kids are listening.
Wait, should we go to the moon landing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's me, Buzz.
Oh,
it's me, Buzz.
Would you like to share? You've had your hand up for a while.
I've had my hand up. I had my hand up the whole time.
Go, Buzz.
Buzz,
tell your story.
What brings you here?
I'm offended by this Earth music. I'm of the moon.
Put on.
Look, listen. I'm Buzz. I went to the moon.
Okay.
Wait.
And this is part of a top secret operative.
You guys weren't supposed to know about the moon.
Well, we know about the moon landing, but it sounds like there's some very dark secrets that came along with it, and that led you to drink. You're drinking right now inside the Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, actually.
So, why, Neil, it's me, Pat, why did you get drunk after you came back from the moon? Like, you were a hero.
When you see the moon...
Uh-huh.
And you look back, you're like, why? Like, whatever. You know, like, I went in this ship, and there's no one on the moon. It's empty.
That sounds very lonely.
Yeah, that does sound sad. But
it's so lonely. And you can't get a boner because of gravity.
But Neil. Buzz, I mean.
Call me Buzz. Neil is my dad.
Buzz.
But
that doesn't sound like enough of a reason. Like,
yeah,
he's not my real
cool.
dad.
You went to the moon. It was a little lonely, but you came
back
a celebrity. Why?
And everybody loved you. Why would you be disturbed by that? That's fine.
What dark secrets kept you up at night and drove you to the bottle?
And no one knows this, but the moon has a dark side.
the dark side of the moon.
Well, we knew that.
Yeah,
that's not that mysterious. I don't... Buzz, it feels like you're dodging it, man. Like, what's going
just
on? We told you about this evil secret government shit we did in this special evil secret government Alcoholics Anonymous group. Come on, what's up? What did you see on the moon?
I fucked a ghost for Wi-Fi power. Come on, just admit it.
Yeah, she trapped people's souls to be used as internet.
Guess the Buzz isn't even my real name.
Jesus,
whoa,
what?
And
wow.
I knew that name was just, like, too perfect for a fucking astronaut. I fucking knew it.
I thought it was just, it would make me seem cool after what happened on the moon.
What?
After what we saw and the things we agreed to,
you know,
in the moment.
One of the tenets of Alcoholics Anonymous, everything that happens in the room stays in the room. So I think you'd get a lot of shame out, a lot of self-hatred out if you just released this secret.
Neil said it was my fault.
When we landed
on the moon.
Yeah, Buzz, you seem really sad about this. What happened?
It smelled really good.
What did it smell like?
Hang on, wait. We might be getting somewhere. What are you talking about? The moon smelled.
What's
I thought
it smell
that the moon
like?
Is made of iron and shit. Yeah,
it's not. You wish. You sweet babies, you wish it was made of rocks or iron or anything that makes you sleep well at night and feel like God is real and you're going to heaven, but it's not.
What's it made out of? Just
made of. It's made of lies. It's made of like nothing. It's made of like lying to your best friend.
Like.
What do you mean? What are you getting at?
How do you have to tell lies?
Like people tell you the moon is made of rocks, and you're a tough guy for going there, and then you land, or you try to. But the fire from the rocket.
What is the fire?
Awesome. It melts it.
It melts it. Sounds
it melts
like you're
what?
Talking about fondue or
it
something.
It melts it. Oh.
But you landed on the moon. Why you...
How can you melt rock? This isn't tracking.
I forgive me, Martha. What wife that I buried years ago, not knowing the truth.
She
didn't even tell your wife
with her favorite foreigner I buried.
Mm.
It smelled so delicious because it was cheese.
What?
What?
It was cheese! Oh God, the whole thing! It was cheese!
Oh my God!
The American flag was designed by a Korean! Oh!
Oh God!
Wait, so do you have to stick the American flag into soft cheese?
Wait, are you trying to write?
Did you put the American flag into cheese?
I feel like the government knew. Because they sent a toothpick. I was like, why is this flag on a giant toothpick?
This isn't a cocktail party.
But then when I stuck it in, it was cheese.
Did you eat the cheese? Did you taste the moon cheese?
They made us taste it. They were like, you're a part of it now.
Well, did you enjoy it?
You've eaten it. Oh.
Yeah, when you ate the cheese, did you like it?
Did you like it?
I didn't want
to. Did it fill you with pleasure?
I didn't want to. I didn't want to like it.
Is this the crater?
What? Yeah.
Keep pressing me.
Would you have taken another bite of it?
How much did you eat? How much did they... What else
enough.
Did you do with this cheese?
Just enough. They made me.
Did you test to see if you could defy gravity by using the soft cheese as lube on your penis?
Oh, we fucked with it.
What? How did you fuck with it?
Like, literally fucked with it. You fucked the moon cheese. You fucked the moon
you
cheese.
You fucked the moon?
We fucked each other with it. With the moon. And we didn't look. I didn't
Buzz! When you fucked the moon,
What was Neil doing? What was Neil doing?
He was watching and on it. He was just pulling. And I got him on the radio. I was like, Neil, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm pulling on it.
Jesus. Do you think that maybe there might have been any unforeseen consequences?
Not that I can think of, except for that I didn't use a condom, because this was in the 60s.
How has your penis changed since then?
It's only gotten wider.
So it only grows in width and not length.
It's reduced in length.
It's reduced.
Grown into width. Not unlike the moon.
Is this why Martha killed herself?
She saw it. And she was like, Buzz, if that's your real name, it's as wide as it is long. The moon changed you. It made it wider.
And it sounds, I hate to like rub it in, but you definitely cheated on Martha with the moon.
I didn't have a choice.
The government made you.
Government was like, look, it's 1969.
You know that 1969. Moon rock? You know that moon rock? Why they had to, the one that's like suspicious that all the hoaxers think?
No.
It's like a moon rock that has like a little C on it. Like it's a... It's dust.
Aliens live on the moon.
Yeah, I mean, it's dust. That's why it's really there. But let's go with it. It's because they used to... it's because that's where Buzz Aldrin and...
Oh my god, is this his dried up jizz?
Yep.
The C is for cum. And cuck.
What type of cheese? It sounds like it's a soft cheese. Is this like a brie? Is it cheese so whiz? What quality of cheese is it?
The type. I'm only saying this because I'm so near death and I've made my peace with Tom. There's no Tom but Tom and his messengers, Radio Free Brooklyn. It was maggot cheese.
Oh, God. The worst of all cheese.
I can't even smell maggot cheese without wanting to kill myself and knowing I failed, Tom.
Jesus, we've just got a message from the...
From the moon.
Kept within the nightshade, Christ the...
No.
Guys, look, I was lonely on the moon. And NASA said foreigners would fuck my wife if I didn't do it.
They did.
And back then, foreigners were, like, white. But from Eastern Europe, so it was worse.
That still happens a lot on Pornhub.
Because they were, like, Polish.
They all had mustaches.
They had, like, room handle mustaches. This was when Pornhub was still a secret that only people in the government jacked off to. Where they let the rest of us know about it in the 90s.
The rest of us sheep
as the internet.
But anyways, so what's anything else bothering you in these last 45 seconds?
I have a son and it's in the moon. Jesus.
In the moon, alone on the moon.
You guys see what I did there?
Is this what the...
I have a son.
Okay, very clever.
And it's in the moon. Got him.
I get it. You got him.
Got him.
Your Eclipse child.
My child.
Have you been a good parent to him? Have you called him on his birthday?
No, he hasn't done any of that.
Is this why Martha killed herself?
He's been a worse father than Tom was to his children.
What's your relationship like with the moon? Are you co-parenting or have you totally neglected?
Me and the moon.
You guys have been listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. There's another show on afterwards.
Oh, Squid!
Oh, no, Squid!